It's hard to tear myself away from the Kindle this afternoon when I'm reading Manhunt, the 10-year search for Bin Laden. Interesting book. Conventional wisdom seems to be that the CIA screwed up, not warning us about 9/11. However, during the spring and summer of 2001, there were at least a dozen memos and national intelligence estimates that indicated that something was afoot. Now, there wasn't any specific information about targets or techniques, but somewhere in the national security staff of the administration, somebody just didn't take it all that seriously, I guess. Then there's the breakdown of the communication between the CIA and the FBI. The CIA knew a couple of these guys, three or four of these guys that were among the hijackers were in the country using their real names, driver's licenses, one of them was in the phone book, but the information wasn't passed on down to the FBI, who of course is in charge with national investigations, internal federal investigations. CIA isn't supposed to operate inside the United States, as you know. Chapter 5 here, Working Theory of the Case. Just going to read you the description of the CIA headquarters in Langley. A grouping of modern buildings with the air of an upscale office park sprawling over acres of quiet woodland, 20 minutes north of downtown Washington. Casual visits are not encouraged. To reach the main building, you negotiate first the visitor center, where machines constantly sniff the air for chemical and biological toxins, and guards bristle with automatic weapons. You walk for 15 minutes down a narrow road screened off from the surrounding woods by high fencing topped with barbed wire, and you pass a dedicated water tower and an electrical plant. At the end of the road is a seven-story modernist glass and concrete building, the main headquarters erected in 1950. Its lobby paved with slabs of white marble, emblazoned on the marble floor is that giant seal, the Central Intelligence Agency. And engraved on the wall are words from the Gospel according to John, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Probably seen that that emblem on the floor in many a movie. In fact, I just saw it the recent weeks. I was watching Safe House. What's interesting is that many of those in the counterterrorism group that was following Bin Laden are women. From the founding of the Bin Laden Unit in December 1995, the first time the CIA had established a station targeting a specific individual, female analysts played a key role in the hunt for Al-Qaeda. The founder of the unit explains, "They seem to have an exceptional knack for detail, for seeing patterns and understanding relationships, and they also, quite frankly, spend a great deal less time telling war stories, chatting, and going outside for cigarette breaks like the boys do. If I could, I'd put up a sign saying, 'No boys need apply.' I would have done it." Manhunt. The 10-year search for Bin Laden. It's a page-turner. Hasta luego.
Thank you.